And that's sad. Because that means that nothing amazing will be there. Oh, no, I'm not saying you can't develop it, but it tends to take off whatever you can. And this work that has to be done is a pain in the butt for him. You know? That's sad. But, yeah, like I said, you know, most 18-year-olds aren't very motivated in the first place. So it's not like it's a huge problem. Just, well, I'm not looking at a guy who's going to be a go-getter. But none of my kids really are. Sounds might prove to be.
I don't know.
The other ones might, but I'm a bit later. Yeah, you don't have to tell her what to do, huh? She's after something. I don't think I know what it is. But okay, I don't have to. Not my life.
To be honest, as soon as working a job and something's required of her, she does do it without anybody helping.
That's true. She's got the other attributes that make you insane, but beyond that, yeah, she is a diligent person. You just wish she'd find better things to be diligent, which is why I said the thing. I said, man, you've got some awesome talent. Wish you'd use him for something a little higher. But beyond that, you're right. Well, none of our kids are half sad with any of this stuff. Well, you know.
At least they have never been put on probation. Santa was, Mike was, Josh was.
Everybody was.
Kale just quit.
Yeah, Kale quit before he could get on probation.
Yeah. So
Sam does the minimum required.
What?
His free time is his own. And you go, you know, that's not a half bad way to live life, is to just do what's required.
You
it's
do
like,
that a lot.
Huh?
You do that a lot.
Yeah. But in service to something else. I'm sure he's got something else he's working in service to. I hope it's decent. What do you mean? I go beyond, above and beyond. You just don't see it. But in some ways, I mean, people have, nobody does it in everything. Anyway, even if I don't, put the food on the table, stuff like that. Yeah, I was thinking about Six Sigma and stuff like that, and the whole thing of, you know what? I just don't care. It says, frankly, it's kind of a management productivity philosophy. Which is about constant innovation, constant improvement, constantly pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing harder and harder and harder. As far as I'm aware of, anybody who really invests a lot of time, I have never seen anybody who could actually live their life like that way for more than a few months before their head just explodes. Because it is.
I don't know. I think
it is the whole philosophy. It is the whole philosophy about It's never sufficient.
That's
nothing is ever sufficient. Well, the only problem is that means he's probably going to explode one day. And he'll just be a catatonic mass. I think to some extent, something similar to that happened to Joe. You know, he finally faced stuff that he can't do, and it swatted him so hard. And it's like, yeah, it's a bad time to hit it when you're in your 50s. You know, that's a bad time to hit it. Better that you hit it early. That way you can start putting your resources toward other things that are more sustainable. That's probably the problem with things like Six Sigma, continual improvement, quality management, and all that stuff, is that you just can't constantly do that. Plus, your focus is usually in the wrong place for a human being. It isn't a humane thing to do. It is technically correct. I mean, it is true. You can constantly be looking at your stuff and constantly mulling it over. It gives mid to upper level management something to actually do besides golf. And the problem is, it makes everyone under them absolutely insane. And you end up quitting your job and just saying, you know what? I just want to go home at night and not feel like I'm an absolute, you know, waste of space. And you go, yeah. I said, I'm not not going to sit there, not going to do it. Not going to keep pounding on it. That's why they say, well, you're going into management, right? And you go, not if I can find other things to do. You know? This is, you know, I guess I'd rather be like Sam. At least, you know, how he is now, you know? There's work to be done. Get your work done. Spend the amount of time that's required for it. And then do, you know, do other things that provide you fulfillment or that answer more to your talents. One of the big problems of business is that they expect that your whole mind and soul are totally chewed up by, you know, the aims of the company and the aims of constant improvement. And you go, we only need about three of these guys for every about million people. Then you go, your estimation that every single person needs to be like this is, number one, unrealistic. And number two, how big is even healthy? And you go, yeah, you know. I remember when I went to that training for configuration management. And I went, oh my gosh, I said, this is inhumane. This is, God certainly doesn't hold anybody to this kind of weird standard. Yeah, I'm glad. I feel pretty good.
Another
layer. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where to put you, Lee. Can't put you someplace much colder, can I? Is that why Heavenly Father's changing the climate here? Is just simply for you?
I feel fine.
Yeah.
I'm more sensitive to cold.
Right.
My first eye.
That's why I said you should get some more of that stuff. Your hair stays in. You perk up a little bit more. I know, and I was really upset about that. I said, you know what? When she was first on it, it really was marvelous. She like had her whole life back. And then you guys trimmed it back.
Yeah,
and yeah,
too much.
Yeah, you have too much of that. Trimmed it back, and, I mean, your hair wasn't just falling out. You weren't just, can't get out of bed, but it was in the middle. And it's like, so you're doing mood management now, you guys? You don't want people too happy? It's against the program? Who decided this? It's like the whole stupid thing about, well, we're trying to hit a certain number. And you go, you know, this is, I'm not a great believer in numbers. I know you guys say all day long, oh, no, we do it just to the individual. And I'm the first guy to shout, bull crap. No, you don't. It's much easier, and you can justify much more readily, and when somebody comes in and tries to sue you for malpractice, your little buggies better be right where the numbers are supposed to be, or somebody's going to be giving it to you. Just, I understand your problem. It says, but it's wrong. It's wrong-headed. Like the whole thing about all this. You know, Obamacare and now the changes that Trump's trying to make to it. And you go, Trump didn't make actually enough changes. Is it still mandatory? Yes. Yeah. And you go, that's the problem. That's right. I think you're exactly right. That's its basic problem. And it's anti-American. I don't know how they got it to pass constitutional muster. That's the first thing you always said. Oh, this is easy. The Constitution says that you can't force anybody to do anything unless they have broken a real law. And the only recourse then is to throw them in jail. You can't play these weird, you know, social engineering games with them. Well, we'll fine them. And we'll keep buying them more and more and more until they succumb to our will. And you go, who is they, and why is their will important? Says, this is un-American. Says, the Supreme Court should have been censured because of the action that they chose not to take. It says, they fooled around with it. They screwed around with it. You know, said, yes, the federal government can do it because it has to do with Commerce Clause, the Commerce Clause. And you go, what? People, a regular person cannot be forced to do something because of the Commerce Clause. What on earth? They're not running a business. You can make a business person behave a certain way when he's functioning as his business. But you can't make him function, you can't make him do anything as a citizen. It says, in fact, one of our problems is that's kind of how the law's kind of fallen down. It should not be that way either. Corporations you can screw with because there are artificial people. And you can put some weird rules on corporations because they're weird entities. It says, but a sole proprietorship? Can't touch that one. You know, you can say things like, if you're doing pollution or stuff, but it's rules that apply to people in the main, not just the businesses. So there should be no distinction between a sole proprietor and, like, say, an employee. It says they should be one and the same, as far as the law is concerned. All these things are just contracts. Anyway, so yeah. Says I was totally flummoxed because I said, oh, the Supreme Court's gonna get a hold of Obamacare and rip it to shreds. What should have been done.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have ever survived that. Yeah, well, it was already pre-arranged to begin with. The Democrats would have never put it forward if they didn't think it was going to be able to muscle its way through the Supreme Court. They had all their little duckies in a row. Pretty much owned both houses of Congress. Had a socialist in the White House. Sorry, you know, so you can say all day long he's not a socialist. And they go, yeah, he is. It says his actions. It doesn't mean what he says or what anybody else said. It's what you do. I said, Obamacare, at its very heart, is the very heart of socialism. You have to be a part of it. You cannot be, you know, you can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got an exemption to it. I don't even know how they wrote that one in there. I don't know what interest group managed to get that little thing inserted in Obamacare. Just know that, don't be surprised if at some point they come back and they go, but this isn't going to be an exemption anymore. You guys have to participate too. Luckily, most people don't know about it. That's why I don't really spread the word about it very much. You know, they all say, oh, spread the word about us. And you go, no. I said, if we do, yeah. Once we start showing up, if we have too many numbers, it says, then the whole playhouse comes down. They'll force us all to go into it. So, yeah. I don't like that stuff. Business is getting too inhuman. You know, what is going to happen to the way things work when we run out of depressed third world economies that we can pay them to do most of the manufacturing for pennies? Says, what happens when all of them have risen to a sufficient level? Yeah. What's going to happen when those places don't exist anymore? And those guys say, oh, don't worry, they'll always exist. And we'll always be taking advantage of them. And you go, then we should expect to see what we're seeing. A lot more people doing the whole floating around in a rubber dinghy, trying to get to a better place and a better world, right? Because you go, yeah, I can see what's going on. You guys are creating a permanent underclass, and the permanent underclass is getting a little pissed. They're not being able to get away. So they do the only thing they know how to do. Pay some guy all the money you can possibly find to try to sneak you across some border. And you go, I'm not much of a Republican. I said, because I don't think you should treat people like that. What the accusation that Democrats make, it may not be completely a party function, but it sure looks that way. It's true. You know, the Republicans love slave labor. It makes it all work. That's why successful people tend to be Republicans. People who nay navel stare tend to be Democrats. I'm not either one, so that's why I'm not either one. Oh, I think I didn't change that HTTP to an HTTPS. That would do it. It's always something. It's always some little thing that you go, oh, they're calling it right there. Ah, oh, darn it. That's the ticket. Anyway. Oh, no, I won't. Oh, okay. Trust me, it'll come to mind. I just have to leave little reminders of little things I need. Once you've been like me for long enough, you kind of have little tricks to help you remember the stuff you got to remember. Doesn't always work, but it typically does. So, yeah. Yeah. the biggest problem is both of the major parties basically want the majority of people to be slaves, just slaves in different ways. Democrats long to be life managers. You know, we're going to tell you everything. We have it all figured out. Those guys are the utopians. You know?
And
well, you know, that's part of what has to happen. Those guys have figured that out. But they say, you know what? One of the big problems to us getting to our utopia is there's so many of the wrong kind of people. We need to reduce those numbers. If we can zero it out, all the better. And everybody must be under our benevolent management. The Republicans just want the old manor system, you know? Yeah. And they go, you can be free as long as we get our cut of everything you do. So that's, you know, and you go, how come most people like me tend to be more with the Republicans? And you go, well, it's because if it's a choice between actually having our freedom and then having most of our freedom but having to fork over a whole lot of money to the powers that be to keep them from making our lives miserable, you're going to go that way. You go, I'm sorry, I can't go with the whole Democrat idea of we will all be slaves to the system. And that's always what they say, you know. They always go against, those evil, rich, evil Republicans. They just want to enslave you. And you go, the only difference is you guys want to create a system that enslaves all of us. You want the utopian system to rule us. And it's compelling. I used to like that idea when I was younger. And I was there trying to figure out ways to write laws that would keep people in check. You know, people shouldn't be allowed to do this because that's dangerous. Can't do that. Until I just said, you know what? You'll never be able to write laws that do this. It can't be done. I work with too many poor people. They're cagey. They aren't stupid. Some of them are very stupid, but there are some that are not. And you go, you're not going to make them do anything. They will find ways to get around your system and still do what they want. And you go, at that point, you just say, why spend so much time trying to make the perfect system?
Well, that's why the savings now and the monetary. The social security and getting that money.
Yeah. It was that simple, you know? Which is funny, we weren't really doing very well.
I know.
But yeah, Matt was going to get into trouble. We had to almost artificially keep our income low.
Yeah.
So he'd be okay. And then when he was finally old enough, when he came to majority age and everything was great, then I could make as much money as I wanted. Uh-huh. Of course, my kids may get a little grumpy when they say, dude, I can't get a Pell Grant because you make too much money. I said, sorry, guys. Yeah, Shana had it. And I mean, she wasn't smart. about it. Shayna is the ultimate sucker. But a lot of people are. I mean, she isn't, like, different that way. Like anybody else, they totally ignore their parents. They think their parents are stupid morons. And you go, yeah. And you go, now you're paying the price for it. And you're not even paying the full price. I used my temporarily heightened money-making ability to bail you out of several things. I said, so yeah. He says, I hope you don't get angry by that. I think she's more offended by the fact that she has to ask at all. And she is learning, so it's like, okay. He says, now I just know that I can't bail you out of some financial bind you get yourself in. Don't do it. And she hasn't. I know. Well, of course, I don't know. She hasn't gotten to the point where she feels the need to just say, oh, it's gotten so bad, I've just got to call Dad.
Okay,
how's
that
for you? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't see me getting weird. I'm fine. You gonna walk around another time?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey!
Huh.
I love you.
Oh.
I got plenty of things to do. I've got the whole system running at half capacity right now. So I can fix up the other half of it. I get it pulled together, man. Gonna be great. Anyway. Wanna kiss here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell my whole face is cold there.
You're so funny.
Yeah? Oh my gosh. I love you. But if you get a chance, come see me. If you don't, that's okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll wait for you. Bye. Bye.